From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The political crisis over Ukraine's disputed presidential election intensified today, and the threat of confrontation grew. The opposition candidate, who says he was robbed of electoral victory, told his supporters to stay in the streets. His opponent, the declared winner, suggested to his supporters that they may have to take back the streets. NPR's Emily Harris has this update from Kiev.
Outside Ukraine's Central Election Commission building today, supporters of opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko and of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych crowded the sidewalk and spilled onto the busy street. Both sides tried to rally passing drivers to honk their support. It was easy to tell which driver was for which candidate. Three toots mimic the three-syllable name of opposition leader Yushchenko. Supporters of Yanukovych only began street demonstrations today. Their honks are much less consistent. But the conflict in Ukraine escalated today, far beyond the playful honking of horns and waving of flags. Prime Minister Yanukovych skipped a National Security Council meeting in Kiev to attend a conference of regional leaders in eastern Ukraine, his base of support. Those leaders unanimously endorsed holding a referendum next month on autonomy from Kiev. What autonomy might mean isn't clear. The prime minister himself didn't explicitly back calls for autonomy. But he told supporters that the tens of thousands of opposition demonstrators in Kiev are getting out of hand.
You know what's happening in Kiev now. Today all the government buildings are blocked. The work of the government is paralyzed. If, in the next few days, the President of Ukraine and the National Security Council don't decide to unblock those government buildings, if the Parliament doesn't stop abusing the Constitution and the rights of citizens, then we all must rise up and say our decisive no.
Opposition leader Yushchenko responded by telling his supporters outside federal government buildings to stay right where they are.
You gotta have an unsurpassed trust in what we are doing here. We are doing a great deed for Ukraine, and it's an honor from God that our generation has this mission. So friends, don't ask me how many days we have to be standing here. We'll stay until complete victory.
Yushchenko also told the crowd in Kiev's Independence Square that Ukrainian prosecutors should open criminal cases against politicians who want to break up Ukraine. This political crisis is a week old. All eyes are now on the country's Supreme Court, which tomorrow is expected to consider complaints that the election was fraudulent. Expectations for the court are high after Parliament yesterday censured the Central Election Commission for failing to do its job. Opposition leader Yushchenko wants a revote in just a few weeks. Even if referendums on increased autonomy for eastern Ukraine don't actually happen around that same time, after the events of this past week, whoever Ukraine's next president is will lead a changed country. Emily Harris, NPR News, Kiev.